Wendy Marie, River 1467.
Good morning, 13 to 9. Unfortunately, couldn't get a hold of Julia Zayata from Better Homes and Guns, but she'll join me again next Wednesday at 20 to 9. But now, Brooke McClymont and Adam Ecclesley, good morning. Are you looking forward to coming to Sunraysia?
Yeah.
Are you pumped?
We sure are.
Are you pumped? So are you here in Sunraysia yet, or are you on the way?
Tomorrow. We're heading out tomorrow.
Okay, great. Now, first of all, Trainwreck, love it. Great song. And
yeah,
it's gone to number one. It's gone to number one, hasn't it, on the ARIA Country Charts. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how long have you been working on this album together, and why did you decide to team up and release an album?
Well, we've been writing for the last 10 years since we've been together. So we did have a lot of songs up our sleeves over the years. But as far as when it came to putting this album, we decided to do the album. It was done in a pretty quick turnaround, but not really. You know, like we were half prepared for it. But then, yeah, we had to, you know, stick our heads down, butts up, and, you know, get writing for it. But, you know, we were confident we were going to do it, and we're really happy with the album.
Congratulations. You did cut out a little bit there, Brooke, so it took you 5 weeks to write this album, pretty much.
Yeah, including recording it.
That's a huge achievement. Have you got a recording studio at home? Where did you record it?
We went up to Byron Bay to La Quava Studios. It's owned by Nick Dedea and Bernard Fenning. It's a beautiful studio up there. I've worked there before. And so we spent a few days at our place. We've got a little studio at home where we did our pre-production and rehearsed for 3 days. And then we went into the studio with the band, who was all the lads out of AEB. And we spent 3 days tracking with them and got all the sort of the meat of the album done. And then Brooke and I went back in and done about three and a half days worth of sort of vocal overdubs and some, you know, a bit of guitar here and there and what have you. But the actual album itself, recording process, was about six and a half days.
Love the song Trainwreck, and a great little film clip to go with it. Now, what is that song actually about? Obviously, hopefully not you both, because you look very much in love to me.
Well, it was actually written about 6 years ago, and Brooke and I at the time had been spending a lot of time apart because of music. Brooke was sort of touring here and there and in overseas and what have you, and I was doing a lot of touring here. And we often talked about the fact that, you know, the way we lived could very well, you know, result in the demise of our relationship because we weren't seeing each other.
Yeah.
But we also decided that if that happened, so be it, kind of thing. Because, you know, we didn't want to change anything or play it safe. We were having too much fun doing what we were doing. So we kind of went, well, there'll be no regrets if that happens, but let's just keep charging on. And as I said, that was written about 6 years ago, and we're still together and all that sort of stuff. So, it's all good now.
Fantastic. It sounds like it has. So not a train wreck at all for you, but I'm sure people can relate to the song if they've been through a bit of a rocky relationship. What about the other singles on the album? Is there, obviously, country music always tells a story. I love country music. I'm a huge country music fan. What about the other singles on the album? Is there a theme to the album, or are all the songs a little bit different and stories within themselves?
No, all the songs are just basically, you know, it's personally, one's about, and also to what we've, like, our friends have been going through, what we've witnessed.
Yeah.
But we've kind of tried to keep it as close to us as possible, you know, and how we, you know, how we're feeling, what our views are on things, and we've, yeah, just tried to be as honest as we could, really, with all the songs. But there's definitely a, as far as, like, definitely the sound Adam and I have created through this process of making this album, there's definitely a, we've created our own sound, which was awesome. That's what we wanted.
And your voices really complement each other. There's some lovely harmonies in there, I noticed, on Trainwreck.
Oh, thank you.
That was one of the fun parts of working on this project, was trying to figure out how we made our voices work in certain ranges, because obviously we sing at different places, and places that were comfortable for me to sing maybe weren't comfortable for Brooke, and vice versa. So then we had to look at the songs and the arrangement to go, how can we sort of modulate and change keys of songs without making it too obvious and freaking the listener out kind of thing. And that was a lot of fun trying to make that all work.
Fantastic. Well, look, congratulations again. We're nearly out of time, guys. Enjoy your trip up to Kumiala tomorrow. Where are you heading to after Kumiala?
We're
off to Adelaide and then around to Port Lincoln on the Sunday and then across to Sejuna on the Wednesday and then over to Boy Up Brook and Mumble Up, and we're doing Margaret River and Fremantle and Bunbury and then Kalgoorlie and back to
Cobar. This is a really, really big Australian tour for you. And I'm actually from the West. I'm from Fremantle, so that's my hometown.
Cool. Yeah. Tell your friends.
I will. I will let them know that Brooke and Adam are on the way performing their new album on their Highway Sky Tour. It's been lots of fun talking to you both, and look forward to seeing you Thursday night. I'll be heading along.
Awesome. We'll be great.
If you'd like to see Brooke and Adam Eckersley, Brooke McClyme and Adam Eckersley, teaming up tomorrow night at the Kumiala Club, tickets on sale now, but we have a couple to give away. Two double passes. If you'd like to go, 5023 1467. That's 5023 1467. And let's spin the new one. This is Adam Eckersley teaming up with Brooke McClyman. A great album. It's at number one. And this is the first single from that album, Trainwreck, 7 to 9 at River 1467.
It's the best thing I've ever had. I'm on board, good and bad. I'm the gasoline, baby, you're the fire. We keep rolling on fuel by desire. Have you had enough of this crazy? If our love is like a train.
River 1467, Sunraysia's Feel Good Station, a few minutes away from the end of the Brekkie Show. 9 o'clock national news, local news, sport and weather, plus the Neil Mitchell Morning Show. After that, stay with us. What a great song, Trainwreck. Adam Ecclesley and Brooke McClymont from their latest album, and they'll be appearing at the Kumiala Club tomorrow night. A big congratulations to Joanne from Mildura and Sue. I should say Sue of Mildura and Joanne of Kumiala. Congratulations. You've won a double pass along with the backstage meet and greet, and I'll have two more doubles to give away tomorrow morning during Brekkie.